More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight 60, high tomorrow 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Haynesville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you have any information about their whereabouts, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's buy one, get one half off at Famous Footwear. The time of year when snagging Timberlands for him means a new pair of bare paw boots for you. Hey, your son wants new Vans? Perfect. Your daughter's been eyeing those Doc Martens. Whoever you're shopping for, find all the holiday styles you love by visiting us in-store or online at famous.com. So get ready to give a little, get a little, and feel a little famous. Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on online holiday decor like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on online holiday decor only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
House Democrats are now focusing on what could be multiple articles of impeachment against President Trump over the Ukraine scandal, as debates start on whether to add misconduct found in the Mueller report and violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause to their allegations.
The jet stream is bringing wind, rain, and snow from coast to coast this week. Travel waivers are already being issued in some of the nation's busiest airports. Winds could keep the Macy's balloons out of the Thanksgiving Day parade.
We have a lot of things in place to prepare ourselves for any kind of weather condition. condition.
eBay is selling StubHub to a British company. The deal's worth more than $4 billion.
A federal court has now ruled that former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a House subpoena.
Conan, the U.S. military dog who chased down an ISIS leader, paid a visit to the White House yesterday.
It is intercepted again, and this time it's Jimmy Smith. The Ravens now 9-2, 45-6 here at the Coliseum.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstown 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the twice for the drawing for this weekly Farm Market Gift Basket. Then any caller can get in on the Gift Basket drawing, which we'll do on Friday. And we're going to be live on Friday, so I hope you'll join us on that day. It'll be our Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show. We'll be taking your predictions and seeing how well you do with that. Also, they have the $79 game day special at Sweet Creek Farm Market, plus cakes, pies, everything that you can imagine for your Thanksgiving and Iron Bowl needs. But let me let you in on everything that's in this. You have one large Boston butt roast with butt rub, 1/2 gallon of baked beans, 1/2 gallon of potatoes salad or swamp slaw, 1 gallon of sweet or unsweetened tea, and 24 buns for $79. That'll take care of everything. You just sit back, just put that sauce out there, let them have it, and just enjoy game day with Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to Sam. Sam, we're on board the Dan Morris Show.
Sam, thanks for taking my call.
Sam, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your show in the first segment. It reminded me of something I saw on television last night. First off, your whole segment there, just you're talking about desperate people and desperate people wanting things to happen, and they get desperate and talking about trying to get maybe Bloomberg in the race and just what will the Democrats do? And we've seen they'll do anything. But last night on Tucker, they had a little segment once again about that Obama. Oh, he's catching heat because he's too conservative. And I just, my mom almost slaughtered her false teeth laughing at that. And it, I preach that, listen, I wouldn't be surprised if during the convention they brought him back. Try to, he's the great hope. We're going to try to elect him. So anything to try to beat Trump.
You're talking about Obama? Bring Obama back?
Yes. Maybe do like Wallace, try to run his wife or something. But the point of it is, it's just, with the desperation of this crowd, I wouldn't be surprised at any insane act that I see. And I just thought I'd share that with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that an awful lot. Obama cannot run again, so he's barred from running.
If there was any way. I know, man. But I saw that. He's too conservative. And he's catching heat. And to me, it's just funny. That's all I got, man. I hope you have a good afternoon.
Sam, I want you to enjoy this beautiful day.
Hey, listen, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful out here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Sam. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening also. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's see which way we want to go here. Here's a story from yesterday. We're going to kind of get back into this other subject matter we're going on. And I was shocked at how little news is made, and that was the vote in Hong Kong. CBS was by far the most tenacious on this thing. They were running a Hong Kong story every single day. This is CBS from yesterday after a landslide victory by the independents in Hong Kong. Landslide. I'm talking about a voter turnout that was 70%. But listen how CBS carries this.
The pro-democracy opposition in Hong Kong is celebrating a landslide victory in local elections. Almost 3 million people, a record 71% of voters, went to the polls yesterday. Pro-democracy candidates won 80% of the contested district council seats. This comes after months of anti-government protests. Remy Innocencio's in Hong Kong. Remy, what's the mood there?
Good morning. Pro-democracy supporters and their winning candidates cheered online and on the streets. Some people even popped champagne bottles when one reviled pro-Beijing legislator named Junius Ho lost his seat. Other pro-establishment candidates who lost even publicly bowed while accepting defeat. And that here is a major cultural act of apology. Now, this all comes after the past half year of often violent protests. At times, those have crippled the city. They've even damaged its economy. But demonstrators turned to peaceful action on Sunday at the ballot box, looked past the months of chaos, and sent a very clear message. They want democracy. Now, the record turnout says they're angry at their government, and by extension, Beijing and the Communist Party, and they're demanding the right to have one person, one vote, to elect their chief executive. Now, they don't have that now, but the reality of these very local elections is that they're high on symbolism, but very low on any political leverage for any real kind of reform. And that means that the protests that we've been seeing over the past 6 months over this international, very beautiful and very well-known city are probably set to continue.
71% turnout? 80%, that's a come up. Butt whooping.
It's incredible.
And very little news. That was the only story. There was no parallel stories or no, you know, interviewing the people and looking, you know, charts and that kind of. That was it. That was the only thing that was on CBS. That's shorter than most of their Hong Kong stories that they would do on a daily basis after a butt-whooping landslide victory. I don't know what's going on with these folks. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
In respect to the last caller talking about Obama coming into the race, of course, I know he cannot. But on Tucker Carlson last night, and a number of people on Fox are talking about the feasibility of Michelle coming into it. What do you think?
Well, she has said no pretty loudly, but, you know, I don't ever believe it when a politician says no. I don't even believe when a politician says yes.
Yeah.
She certainly would. She certainly would mix up the ranks there.
Well, I'm thinking, and it's the understanding that all the candidates in the Democratic Party are so weak that their number one concern is defeating Trump, which I don't think they will. But that would mix it up, and but I think that's just because the DNC realizes they don't have a viable candidate right now, and I can see maybe that coming to pass.
Yeah, when you look at these polling numbers, and like I was telling you about New Hampshire, where the top vote-getter has only 14% of the vote in New Hampshire, and you're in the state next to it, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. I just wanted to get your take. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the program.
Thank you very much for the cell phone call. I appreciate it. And poor Joe Biden, 11% in New Hampshire.
Poor, poor Joe.
He couldn't help it. He put a silver boot in his mouth. Remember that? Now, you're too young to remember that. That was 1988.
Ooh.
Let's continue on here. The tribe, the squad. Three out of four of the squad members are under some type of financial investigation. First one where they're going to kind of get into is the AOC factor.
Less than a year in office, and three of the four squad members are under investigation for alleged campaign finance violation. The same trio that all just endorsed anti-greed socialist Bernie Sanders, they all just endorsed Bernie Sanders for president. Listen to this.
What we believe in is equal justice under the law, whether you're rich or whether you're poor.
These scandals hurt Bernie Sanders' campaign. Joining me now to investigate this, or to talk about this, investigative reporter for the Daily Caller, Luke Rosiak. Let's start off with AOC. She had this former campaign chair, Saikat Chakrabarty. They're in some hot water. kind of together on this thing. Tell us what you know about the AOC investigation.
Well, this is a guy that's a Wall Street financier and a multimillionaire who has basically puppeteered the candidacy of AOC. And he had her and a bunch of other candidates. And he created software that ran hundreds of campaigns. And all the money that they raised was going to a for-profit company that he controlled. Sure. So that's an issue right there. And then they also had another PAC that AOC didn't disclose she was on the board, and so that's a big issue right there. And so that's an issue that could potentially rise to the level of actually being a criminal violation.
Wow.
Wait, so we're saying that socialists are bad with money? Even Democratic socialists, they're bad with money?
They're bad with money.
Wow.
And it's one of those, you know, part of the socialist thing is you become in charge and then you steal.
You know, it's kind of like the pigs at Animal Farm. I'm not calling AOC or Ayanna Pressley or any of these folks pigs, but, you know, some animals are more equal than others, right?
There you go. First among equals. Then we get down to Omar and Tlaib.
Ilhan Omar, it looks like her, she was funneling money. This new boyfriend she's got, she's divorced now, and she was funneling something like $370,000 to her new boyfriend, the guy she was having an affair with, to his company.
Yeah, and she's been, you know, violating campaign rules since before she was in office. When she was married, apparently, to her brother, filing taxes with another guy, she used campaign finance money to cover up that marriage to her brother. Then she leaves her second husband for her money guy on the campaign. You know, this talk about money in politics. I mean, she's leaving her husband to go have an extramarital affair with her fundraiser.
And all of these at this point are allegations, of course, talking about Ilhan Omar here. And all three of them, really. Rashida Tlaib using campaign funds for personal usage, right?
So after she won, she took $20,000 and basically paid herself. So these are people that ran for office,
right?
Kind of saying there's two sets of rules, one for the elites and one for everyone else. And I guess they're pretty happy to be the elites now.
Right. All supporting Bernie Sanders. All of them have a socialist air to them. They don't really like wealth and money, but it's interesting to see how they change when they get around a lot of money, allegedly. And Bernie Sanders, kind of the same story. What does this look like for Bernie as he runs for president? Does this hurt?
Yeah, I think it does. One of the things that to Bernie's credit is he seems like kind of a straight shooter. I think that's what people like about him, is this air of authenticity. And then meanwhile, you've got Ilhan Omar really perjuring herself to cover up the marriage to her brother. You know, there's just really dishonesty around all this. And then the big money guys are basically the big money is something that Bernie Sanders has always run against. It usually takes a while for people to kind of sell out when they get to Washington. So it's pretty troubling that within a year of these people being here, three out of four are in trouble.
Well, three out of four in trouble. Presley says she's keeping her nose clean. I mean, but that's Omar and Rashida marrying her brother.
Oh, God.
Well, for tax reasons.
Oh, sure. Right.
And then Tlaib taking $20,000 out of her campaign. And then AOC, the money deal with her guy. Jason, hang on for me. I'm going to go to a break. Coming right back to you.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
I wonder how you're feeling. It's ringing in my ears. And no one to relate to.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Jason. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I'm fine. I listen to y'all when I can, and I've never called in before, but I've been paying attention to a lot of what's going on, and, you know, I watch a lot at night. Try to watch a lot of Fox News, try to keep up with things, read up. But one thing that I am concerned about, I don't think Trump is going to lose the election with what all's been going on. I think he's probably going to win by a landslide if things just go as normal. But what I am concerned about is these guys know they can't beat him. You know they're going to cheat any way they can. I just kind of want to know what y'all's opinion or what you may know about. You hear a lot about illegal voting. And what can we do? What can the president do? What, you know, to make sure that is not going to happen? Because you can bet if they can't win, they're going to cheat. So I was just going to ask you about that, and I'll just kind of hang up and listen to what your opinion is on that.
Okay, Jason, thanks for the telephone call. You're welcome to stay online. It really depends. It's a function of each state has oversight over their election. And so we have John Merrill here in Alabama, who I have the utmost confidence in that he's going to make sure that the election is run correctly. The question is, how does that go in Pennsylvania, where you've got state Secretary of State, which is a Democrat, and you have local governments that are run by their equivalent of their probate judge, is who's the election officer. Who are they, and who's looking out over them? Now, I will tell you that I do know that Republicans are putting together a massive ballot security operation where they're going to have poll watchers at what they identify as, I think it was 1,300 polling places that need to be watched and need to be watched carefully. And 1,300 may sound like a lot, but that's a very targeted, and they'll have teams that would be watching those. It would be the equivalent of some top boxes here in Montgomery County. For example, Beulah Baptist Church has been known to have some problems. They've cleaned those problems up in the last 8 years, but I believe it was 1,300, if my memory serves me correctly. But they're going to try to do it by that having bound security. And what you do is you have a poll watcher, you have an attorney who is ready to, who knows the law and knows what to do. They've been briefed, and they're sitting there at the polling, making sure there's no shenanigans going on, that the polling, the election, is being done fairly and correctly. That's right. Really all you can do.
Well, you know, they keep hearing about how the Russians hacked our election. And I'm trying to understand
That's a red herring if there ever was one.
Exactly. Because I can tell you this. It didn't have anything to do with what I saw on Facebook or on the news. I was not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, Trump wasn't my first choice in the primaries. But once he won the primary, you know, to me, there was no other option.
Do you mind me asking who your first choice was?
Well, believe it or not, it was the guy from Texas. And I can't even think of his name at the moment.
Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Is who we...
Versus Beto O'Rourke.
Right.
Just kidding.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, definitely not the other guy, the one that wants to tear the wall down and he's out of the race now altogether, right?
Thank God.
Thank God, yeah. But anyway, that's just been something that you see a lot of stuff on social media about that every time we've had an election. You don't know how much of it's true, but... And I've even wondered, and I was going to ask you this too, how much you think that has affected elections that have happened in the past that were won by the Democrats? Because it seems like all the reports you ever hear, it doesn't seem like that it's Republicans that are cheating or votes going for Republicans from dead people or illegals. It seems like it's always in the favor of the Democrats. So do you think that's affected our elections in the past?
Well, let's take one that was fairly current that got some national notoriety, and that is Florida governor U.S. Senate race. And
right.
If you remember Palm Beach County, all of a sudden there were ballots that were showing up and being pulled up in the trucks, and bags of ballots and that kind of stuff were there. That,
right.
To me, was a blatant thievery of elections run by a election officer that was corrupt, and thank goodness she's not there any longer.
Right.
And they're going to watch those kind of things because, remember, that election was only decided by 4,000 votes.
That's right.
And I would guess that probably 1,800 or 2,000 of them got lost in the mix because of the shenanigans going on around there.
Right.
But, we need to take our election seriously. We need to protect the election process and... they talk about Russia hacking and getting into polling stuff. The election isn't won or lost there. Having gone through and worked ballot security for a whole bunch of different elections, is won or lost on election day by the integrity or the lack of integrity of a ballot?
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking my time. I try to listen to you guys as much as I can. Y'all keep up doing the good work that you do.
Jason, thanks for the telephone call and the kind words.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let me go to Grant if we can. Hey, Grant, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing? Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great. I was listening earlier, and I heard a little bit of what Tommy Tuberville had to say. He was on the line and on the show this morning. I just wanted to call and tell you what kind of person Tommy Tuberville is. Now, this is before he ever decided to run for office, so it had nothing to do with politics. He came to the Public Safety Insurance Fund when we raised thousands of dollars for the policemen and firemen and sheriffs. And he spoke when he was a coach at Auburn University and did a fantastic job. He signed 150 footballs for our members to have at the awards banquet, gave a great speech, helped us raise thousands of dollars for the Public Safety Insurance Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see him about a year later. I was down in Destin having dinner. He recognized me, and he came over to the table. And, hey, Grant, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine, Coach. How are you? And he said, well, how's the Public Safety Insurance Fund doing? I said, well, we're doing fine, Coach, thanks to you and people like you. And he said, well, how many officers have you lost since you started? And I said, we've lost 25 officers, coach. And he said, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, no, sir, coach. He said, well, let me tell you something, bud. If you ever need me for anything, I will be there the next day to help you any way that I can. And I just want you to know that I appreciate what you're doing, and went on and on about it. But the fact that he was willing, he said, look, I'll drive from Destin, and I'll be up there the next day, and I'll help you any way I can. He is a fine individual. And that was before he was running for office. So kind of walks the walk as he talks the talk. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's just what I wanted to say.
Well, Gwen, I appreciate the words for Tommy Tupperville. Did you hear that your brother won the gift basket one day?
Oh, yeah. He told me all about it. Of course, he didn't invite me to come over and have my brother is the most frugal individual that you will ever meet. I understand that he even called back and wanted to sign up again before the time was up.
Yeah, there you go. He was not within the 90-day limit there. Well, I'm sorry that he didn't share that with you, Grant.
Well, he did not. He did call me recently and asked me to come over and eat some fish, so I'll give him that. But he is one frugal dude, but Gary's the great guy in the family. He's the white sheep, and I'm the black sheep. He's a good man.
Well, Grant, I always enjoy talking to you. I appreciate you listening, and thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care. My buddy Grant. Known Grant for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Newstar 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back after this brief break.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, and wreaths are now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Individually stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh cut Christmas trees and wreaths. In stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he'd love for high-level members of his staff to testify in Congress, but that he's fighting for future presidents and the office by fighting a judge's ruling.
A day after a federal district court judge ruled that former White House counsel Don McGahn has no lawful basis for refusing to appear before the House Judiciary Committee pursuant to a duly issued subpoena, the Department of Justice has filed an appeal.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. A fast-growing wildfire is threatening homes in Southern California.
The Santa Barbara County Sheriff said 2,400 homes were under evacuation orders. The area is filled with dense brush that hasn't burned in about 30 years. The good news is the weather is shifting and a storm is moving in today, so rain is expected.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. Anti-government protests at a university in Hong Kong appear to be over, with just one young woman found in a search of the campus. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Letting girls pass by. It ain't the latest thing.
Oh, by the way, on our Swalwell stuff, someone contacted me yesterday and said, Dan, please don't do Swalwell anymore. Said he's a diuretic when I listen to him. So it makes me lose everything I've got. But someone equally as close, Schiff committee is preparing for impeachment. We just found out that on December the 4th, which is a week from tomorrow, judiciary is going to hold their first hearing. Now, I think the timing of that is interesting. That's 5 days before the IG report.
They're inviting the president's lawyer, and apparently they're going to have, I just read this from the New York Times, so you know it's true.
Of course.
Yeah, a bunch of constitutional legal scholars to give their opinion.
Was Jonathan Turley on one of those?
I didn't see the list yet, but I'll read further into it.
We'll get into that, but let's listen to... Schiff panel is preparing the impeachment report to go over to judiciary for this meeting.
All right, tonight, House Democrat from Michigan says she sees no value in impeaching the president when any fellow Democrats join her. The news comes as House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says his case to impeach the president is ironclad. Joining me now, National Republican Congressional Committee Chair, Congressman Tom Emmer. Play a little something that your Democratic colleague, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who chairs a critical committee through this whole process, what she has said about the president, the cabinet, and other White House officials, what they're doing to this country through this process.
I'm going to be so happy when they're all out of here. They're hurting our country. They're undermining our democracy. And they're being very destructive.
What do you make of the claims that the president is undermining democracy and essentially destroying this country?
I think it's just the opposite, Shannon. I mean, the obsession of these new socialist Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives and their need to impeach this president is going to cost them at the ballot box next fall. I mean, it started with there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, there's no quid pro quo, there's no bribery. You want to know what this is all about? All you got to do is look at my counterpart on the other side with the DCCC. Shannon, within the last couple of weeks, they were actually doing focus groups trying to figure out what wording works best because they have lost independence. There has been a 30-point swing in independence since this so-called inquiry went public. They are not interested in this impeachment. And you played a quote or a clip from Adam Schiff before you brought me on, which he says the evidence is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And yet Adam Schiff, after saying the evidence is overwhelming, says he's not going to say that he supports the impeachment. Fact is, the impeachment is going to cost this ridiculous process is going to cost them their majority next fall.
Yeah, well, I think Schiff is really kind of painting himself in a corner here, proverbially. and they're kind of stuck. So this guy's going to continue on. Schiff is going to go and ask all his constituents what he should do. Yeah, right.
He says that he's going to talk to his constituents and colleagues before making a decision. The letter that he sent out, I'll read a little part of this, though. We referenced this. He says, the evidence of wrongdoing and misconduct by the president that we have gathered to date is clear and hardly in dispute. He goes on to say that he hopes Republicans will come to their senses, essentially, and join him in doing what's right. How do you respond?
Shannon, again, this isn't about the truth. It's never been about the truth. They've wanted to impeach this president since before he took the oath of office. Their obsession with impeachment is going to cost them their majority next fall. They're focus grouping words. By the way, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker in name only, is trying to convince her caucus this is not a good idea. Her outside group did two focus groups in New Jersey that the verbatims that came back were very damning on the impeachment thing. President Trump's popularity is going up. Even Democrats, Shannon, there's a poll that came out today. A quarter of Democrats have lost interest in this impeachment proceeding since it, so-called impeachment proceeding, since it went public.
Let me ask you quickly.
This isn't playing well for them.
But if you listen to a spear carrier for the Democrats, they're just the opposite. Is that the poll is clear, it's distinct, they not only want to impeach, they want to remove. Numbers are up, not down. Now they'll throw caveats when they'll say, compared to 3 months ago, they'll throw that little caveat in there. And the question is, what's the trend line from the point that you started the hearing process to where you are now? Let's go to the phones, let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, you know, I think Adam Schiff needs to go to a neurologist or somebody and get everything synchronized, like his eyes, his neck, his facial expression. So there's something out of whack there.
There really is. The way he looks, he kind of stares off into the distance out there, and it's kind of like he's in a trance.
Oh, he is. You know, they did a little skit about somebody that looked like him on Saturday Night Live. Now they're getting funny. You know, they've crucified Trump. But if they ever get on the Democrats, I'm telling you, people will start laughing again.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the SNL skit on the 2020 Democrat debate?
I did.
Was 12 minutes long. 12 minutes.
And then they got rave reviews. Now, if they don't pick up on that, shame on them. Because that is an opportunity to make people laugh. And we need to laugh more.
Yeah, we really do. And they did a good job how they characterized that.
Yeah. I was really, really proud of them for that. They finally stepped out a little bit.
There you go.
Hey, it's good talking to you. Keep up the good work.
You have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was. Did you see the SNL skit?
Actually, I did not.
It was really good. The lady who did Tulsi Gabbard did a great job. Had the black hair with the little skunk in it. It was really good. Okay, let's continue on. This prediction is going to be that Schiff is going to cost the House their majority.
Okay, let me ask you quickly before you go. There's been talk of calling Adam Schiff as a witness, possibly with the Senate trial, that kind of thing, if it punts over there and happens. He says there's nothing for him to testify about, and that if they persist in actually calling him in the Senate, it will show that the Republicans are not serious about what they're doing. Do you think the Senate should call him?
Well, remember, this is a man who has said he had evidence of collusion, he had evidence of obstruction. This is a man who actually read what he said was a transcript of the phone call with the Ukrainian president. And when he was called on it being false, he said it was a parody. He's been lying repeatedly through this process and changing the story, changing the rules. His credibility is seriously in question. Again, Shannon, their obsession with trying to undo the will of the people in the 2016 election and their intent on trying to impact next year's election, it's going to cost these new socialist Democrats in the House their majority.
That's interesting. And I actually agree with them. The more I look at the numbers, and again, let me put the big caveat on here. If you have candidates that are good on the Republican side, not the I'm not a witch type candidates up in Connecticut, but really good candidates, I think we've got a very good crop of candidates going for the 2nd Congressional District, some much better than others. I won't mention any names. But if you have a good September, then I think you're going to have a very good return results out of this thing, particularly in the Michigan, Pennsylvania areas, Ohio, but even in the old super red areas of California that turn blue, particularly Orange County. The more I get information from there, if they come up with the right batch of candidates, they are going to do well. There's a kind of a younger millennials type strain of candidates that have shown up for Republicans that are supposed to be pretty dynamic. And so we'll see if they win the get the nomination. They have to go through a jungle primary, which is kind of a problem. Hopefully they won't knock each other off, but they've got to come in second out of the deal to then get into running against the incumbent, because the incumbents normally lead because other Democrats don't get in there, so the Republicans are kind of fighting it out among themselves. Let's, let me see who this is before I go to Scott Adams. Wayne! Hey, Wayne.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Did you hear me bragging about your people today?
I did not. I missed that.
I tell you what, they did a great job. I had requested that they shape up a particular holly tree that I had in there, and they just did a magnificent job, top to bottom, getting all the leaves up, getting all the shrubbery, all the roses cut, everything pruned correctly.
Good deal. I'm glad to hear it.
They did a great job, and I went and shook their hand.
I'll make sure that that they hear it from this side also.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate the kind words.
Absolutely. Well, PMS just does a great job. You guys are absolutely awesome.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. I really do. Kind words. You don't normally hear kind words in the service industry. You just hear what you do wrong, you know?
Not me.
So we welcome them. I had tried to call a little bit ago, and you were talking about those three members of the squad, and, you know, I just got a feeling that they are going to slide right by, just like all politicians seem to be able to do. They won't be held accountable for this. Maybe the voters will hold them accountable and vote them out, but mark my word, if anybody tries to go after them, you're going to hear racist. You're going to hear sexist. Got nothing. Their complaints won't have anything to do with the substance of what these people did wrong.
But what happens when they play the tape that no one's above the above the law? They've been doing this law and order stuff, and particularly Tlaib, her campaign finance. I mean, she's going to get popped by the Federal Elections Commission. The question is, how bad will the pop be? And I'm sure it'll be a fine and pay it back type thing. But the Omar deal has IRS tax issues to it.
And I think as soon as you go anywhere with it, she's going to yell racism and all sorts of things. We've seen this too many times, Dan. I'd love to see these people have to pay for what they've done. I just don't think it will happen. I hate to be that cynical, but we've just been led down that path.
Well, these violations are a little bit different than breaking actual laws, but we'll see. I mean, they have actually more capabilities to do it without getting approval from anything. The Federal Elections Commission can pop them. And I think they will pop them. The question will be, and that's Tlaib, the question, and also AOC, I think they can get popped. Omar is a deeper, more concerning thing because of falsifying a marriage and using it for tax purposes. That's serious stuff.
Do you think that the election committee will pop them?
Yeah, I think federal election. Yeah, I think they will. But the question will be, will it be a fine or what? And I think what it will probably be is just a fine and pay it back.
A slap on the wrist, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe just maybe they'll have to answer to it, but I don't know. It seems like nobody in the Washington circle pretty much has to pay for anything.
Yeah, well, they campaign laws are this kind of weird thing out there. They're not trying to send you to jail. They're trying to get you to do the right thing. And so they kind of go back and forth of, you know, she didn't really know, somebody else was doing it. And it gets into this kind of murky ether that's out there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold on to what you said and hope that we see them have to do something, have to answer to it, and get a little embarrassment about them.
There we go.
It's ridiculous what they have already gotten away with. So.
Amen to that, Wayne.
Hey, you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Wayne, you too. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Papa B, excuse me, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paperback Writer.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's talk to the guy that's going to be going on hayrides 2 days from now. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey.
Oh, I like that.
Hey. Oh, man. Don't you just love, Dan, how the left like Tlaib and Omar just climb right up on top of their moral high horse, spouting basically half-truths and lies about everybody else, but, you know, what they do is just as bad or worse. It's a real problem, I think. Don't you think so? Or?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, if you're going to throw rocks, you better make sure that you got yourself covered.
Yeah, they missed altogether that old proverb. Before you want to pick a piece of sawdust out of your neighbor's eye, you know, got to get that saw, that basically that tree trunk out of your forehead. Yeah. Type of thing, you know.
Log out of your own eye, I think is.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's more like a tree trunk growing out of their forehead, but whatever. You know, Dan, about the election cheating and fraud that goes on. I mean, I know we look for it everywhere. I know we try to, you know, people try to find out, make sure that, you know, we got, you know, good, solid elections. But I just want to think like a Democrat for a minute. Just a minute.
Uh-oh. Tell me if it hurts.
It does already.
But I'm over here, say I'm in Mississippi, okay, on the border of Mississippi and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And my state is not voting, but there's a governorship up for election in Louisiana. Why can't I go over to Louisiana, declare residency, and, you know, my aunt's house or whatever, and then, you know, when the next election happens, come back and just say, oh, I've decided to move back. Why can't I do that?
You can do that, with the exception that you sign something that says that this is my domicile, meaning this is where I live, and you have a certain number of days you have to do that before the election actually takes place. I think it's 90.
Okay. And then after that, what? I got 90 more days to go
you
back.
You have 90 more days before the next election, yeah.
I'm telling you what, I think that if somebody really were to look into it, you know, when it comes to a close election like what happened up in Kentucky, what happened in Louisiana, I would not be surprised at all to see a lot of votes that came from people that had just declared residency one way, you know, in Louisiana. And I wonder if anybody has done such a study. Do you know of anything like that?
I do not.
What do you think about the plausibility of that theory?
Oh, no, very much. I was a real student of ballot security and how to basically, we use these, what we use in the Secret Service is figure out how would you do it? How would you cheat an election and test and see how easy it is to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, and
thank God, I'll tell you this, thank God Alabama changed their voting machines from the old swoop system to what we have now. That was one of the most corrupt system. I cannot tell you the number of times that you open up the back of a voting booth in the old machine. You remember where you pull the knob and the curtain closed behind you?
Yeah.
And you see a matchstick stuck into one of the gears in there that wouldn't allow it to turn.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me.
No. Wouldn't I kid you?
Can anybody say green? Well, can anybody say Green County?
Yeah, Green County would be one. Hell County would be. I went to, they sent me to Wilcox one time. I got thrown in the pokey by the sheriff.
No kidding.
No. Yeah, Jimmy Walter. Jimmy
Walter. So you pointed out that the machines were bad?
Yeah, well, what they were doing was wrong. There were more than one person in the machine at a time. Somebody would come in and they would not be illiterate and they would walk in and help them vote. And I thought I saw money exchange hands, and the sheriff didn't like that at all. Basically, took us down to the courthouse and put us in the pokey.
Well,
didn't book us,
just
put us in a pokey.
I hear you. That's crazy. Well, you know, what happens, though, I think, is in the off-year election, you know, when it's not a presidential, a national election, and there are areas that's going to be close, and the community organizers see that, they get together and do a little community organizing about migrating votes over from one place to another. I think that it should be a crime if it's not, and they should, you know, people should look into it that, you know, have that kind of ability to. So, because I think that's what's happening.
And that would be John Merrill, without a doubt.
Well, in Alabama it would be, but what about somewhere else?
You know, no, it's whoever's in charge of the elections in that state, which is normally the Secretary of State.
Right. All right, brothers. I hope y'all have a good turkey day.
You enjoy this beautiful day today.
All right, guys.
Take care. Newstone 93.1, top of the hour break, coming back for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show.